For most of his life, Larry Capune began most mornings by wading into the surf and pushing off on his paddleboard, 18 feet long and 18 inches wide. He'd stretch out with his foot on the rudder to steer and paddle alone along the nation's coastlines, a total of more than 16,000 miles. His first long-distance excursion, 542 miles along the California coast, done in 18 days back in 1964. His last epic voyage in 1987, 4,000-some-odd miles from Chicago through the Great Lakes, up the St. Lawrence River, down the Atlantic, into Chesapeake Bay and the Potomac River, and finally Washington, D.C. Larry Capune died last week. He'd had a melanoma removed from his back, but the cancer spread. Larry Capune's twin brother, Marty, told us how his brother's passion for paddleboarding started.
He was lifeguarding in Carpinteria, and they had rescue boards, 14-foot-long boards that looked like a surfboard, and he always thought, well, maybe I can get down to that point there. And it sort of snowballed in the sense that he always wanted to see if he could get further along down the coast.
Now, the longest trip that he undertook, I understand, was from Portland, Maine to Corpus Christi, Texas.
That's correct.
Almost a year it took him.
Yep. With a lot of dead days, days when you're sick and you're tired and peculiar places, trying to find where you're going, because it's great along the East Coast, along Florida coast, but then when you're going along between Florida and, let's say, New Orleans, there isn't a coast. There's just water and trees.
He'd be paddling along as much as 10 miles off the coast. How would he figure out where to go in, and how would he find a place to stay for the night?
He had charts and a waterproof pack. There was a little compass taped on the deck of his board to give him a general idea, at least, at what direction he was headed.
And where would he stay?
Wherever he could. People would take them into his homes. Many times he would, in more remote areas, he would sleep on the beach and have to bury himself on the beach to get away from the flies.
How much food and water could he have on that board?
Not a lot. He'd usually have some soda cans. His first sponsor on his first trip was a company called Nutriment, and they had basically a meal in the can. But it was not nearly enough that he needed, so he would always, peanut butter was the backup.
This sounds like a pretty dangerous undertaking, out there alone in the water way offshore.
Right.
Did he talk to you about encounters he'd had, or moments when he thought?
Of course, lots of those. You know, the sharks, the turtles, and people were the biggest problem, I guess.
How so?
Well, he was going from Boston to Miami, and he was going past a pier, and remember, you get a little lonely out there. All he has is a cheap portable radio that's playing in a little plastic bag. But a man at the end of the pier got sort of upset with him because said he was scaring his fish, and my brother has sort of a dry sense of humor and said, well, you tell me which ones are yours and I won't scare them. The guy started throwing Coke bottles at him and hit him in the head and knocked him unconscious in the water.
Wow.
20-some-odd stitches later, he was in fairly good shape.
Now, and he kept paddling pretty much up until when he died, is that right?
Oh, he always worked out every day. He paddled on the average of 4 miles a day.
Just loved being on the water, it sounds like.
Yeah, that was just part of his habit.
Well, Marty Capune, thanks for sharing your memories of your brother.
Okay. And thank you so much for talking.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Marty Capune remembering his twin brother Larry, who logged 16,000 miles of solo paddleboarding along the nation's coastlines. Larry Capune died last week at age 61.